To mark International Women's Day, the United States has announced two initiatives to raise the status of women in Iraq. At a UN-sponsored luncheon Monday, Robin Rafel, the U.S. State Department's coordinator for Iraq Reconstruction, outlined the two new programs.
To celebrate today, International Women's Day, Secretary Powell has announced a $10 million Iraqi Women's Democracy Initiative and has inaugurated the Iraqi Women's Network.
The initiative will set up workshops to teach Iraqi women all aspects of a civil society. The network will bring together prominent American and Iraqi leaders in non-governmental organizations and businesses. Judith Kipper of the Council on Foreign Relations, an independent organization of scholars, welcomed the signing of the Iraqi interim constitution earlier Monday, which calls for women to hold one quarter of the seats of the Iraqi legislature. She added that the participants at the signing ceremony saluted women in honor of the date.
The International Women's Day and the signing in Iraq are very important events, but they are the beginning of the beginning, not the middle, not the end. There is so much more to be done.
Some of the remaining obstacles outlined by Iraqi exile Catherine Michael include lack of political education for Iraqi women and traditional prejudices against women in Iraqi society.
We need to find some mechanism, some tools to bring out Iraqi women to vote. Otherwise, the mentality of our people, they are going to leave women at home. They are not going to let them to vote.
Another fear was voiced by Rend Rahim, the top Iraqi representative to the United States. Ms. Rahim pointed out that she and the three women on the 25-member Iraqi Governing Council were all appointed by men who still dominate Iraqi politics.
We are going to come up to elections, national elections in January, and my greatest fear is that the aspired to number of percentage of 25% will in fact be reached, but by women candidates who are put forward by men in order to conform to the agendas that the men select.
Ms. Rahim adds that she is worried there is not enough time before the January elections to create the dynamics for independent women candidates. Security is another concern, according to Johanna Mendelssohn-Forman of the United Nations Foundation, which was set up in 1997 with the $1 billion donation from businessman Ted Turner. Ms. Mendelssohn-Forman warns that a lack of basic safety will keep large numbers of Iraqis, and women especially, away from the polls.
If there isn't an ability for people to walk out on the street without getting beat over their head or shot, I think participation will continue to be a factor that we have to question.
Anita Sharma of the international research group, the Woodrow Wilson Center, says although Iraqi women face an uphill climb, they can look elsewhere around the world for inspiration.
In East Timor, without the use of quotas, women make up 27% of those elected to the Constituent Assembly, which drafted the Constitution that includes provisions recognizing full equality of men and women before the law.
Ms. Sharma added that in Rwanda, women make up 49% of the lower house of parliament. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.